Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We are talking about Hamilton. So if you haven't seen Hamilton and you're like, what did I miss? And you feel helpless, just wait for it. We'll tell you the story tonight, and then hopefully after the theme song, you'll be back. And then you'll be satisfied. So, let's start now.
Musicals, jazz hands.
Wait for it, wait for it, wait. Wait for it, wait for it, wait. I don't remember how the rest goes.
Wait for it.
Life doesn't discriminate.
Oh, what? Between the sinners and the saints.
It takes. We keep living anyway. We rise and we fall. Okay.
If there's a da-da-da-da-da-da.
I'm willing to wait for it. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. Oh, my gosh. I am having a good day. What about
Me
you, Elise?
Me too. Just the best day that I could possibly have.
I should probably introduce myself first. My name is James. Ooh, I'm going to say my last name on this episode.
Ooh, okay,
We've
I'm
reached
ready.
That level. I trust you guys now. If you've made it to the third episode, guess what? My name is James Brown. That's right.
There it is. And it's out there for everybody to hear.
And Elise, what's your last name?
My last name is White.
Brown and White. Both colors.
Wait a second.
Freaking out.
That's pretty crazy.
This has to be fake.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
Okay. So maybe our names aren't really Elise White and James Brown. Who knows?
Maybe they're code names. Pseudonyms, if you will.
Pseudonyms. What are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about this. I feel like every time we say it's a classic, this classic right here.
This
one. Hamilton.
Okay. You say it's a classic. I mean, it will be a classic, but it's not a classic yet. It's been out for 2 years, I think.
It's a classic to me.
I mean, yeah, you watch it and there's no doubt it's a classic.
Yeah.
But I feel like when people say that, they mean there's no doubt it will be classic at one point.
Oh, well, maybe we should create a term for something that will be classic in the future.
Okay, well, when you're talking about cars, like a classic car has to be at least 25 years old.
So obviously.
I feel like, I don't know why I know that. I don't even like cars.
I know, I'm kind of surprised.
I don't like cars, and it's probably my least favorite Pixar movie too, so.
Weird facts with James. Yeah.
Ba-da-ba. New segment on the show. Weird facts with James. Ba-da-ba.
I like
what was I saying?
Oh, cars.
It probably should at least be 25 years old. And that seems like a long time though. Maybe not that long, but I just feel like it's been out for 2 years. People really like it. It will be a classic. It's changed a lot of perceptions about Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's premature to call it classic.
But yes. If you think about it, this is something that, you know, it's history, which
okay.
if you calculate that into it, it's so kind of
okay. So the story is classic.
Yeah,
and
we're just bringing it to light.
And the style of music.
Me.
Yeah.
Me and, you know, and Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. And so I guess the style of music, he kind of uses early hip hop influences. And that's over 25 years old by now. Probably like 30 something, maybe even 40 years old at this point. So,
yeah. And the conversations are from way back when. So.
Way back when. Like, we're talking 17, 17, 1776.
I thought it was the year 17.
No. No.
It's very confused.
You know, Jesus was 17 years old in the year 17. Anyways, moving on. So, I guess, I don't know. It's a classic story. Let's say it's going to be a classic. I guess I'm being nitpicky, but I guess I have no problem calling it a classic at this point. So that was a fun argument we had for no reason.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So when I first saw this musical, my brother was pretty obsessed with it. And my sister-in-law, that's his wife, not just another random person. They loved Hamilton, and they found a bootleg copy of it. Shh. Don't tell the feds.
Yeah, yikes. We're really putting it out there.
Well, because people need to know that I didn't just listen to the musical. I saw it. A pretty crummy version of it. It had very bad audio. I could not understand what was happening. And I just watched it and I thought, okay, well, so this is what people have been talking about. I think I understood some of it, you know?
So you didn't even really love it at first because you couldn't fully grasp it.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked it, and visually I thought it was pretty cool because I was watching a video of it, and that was like, the video was nice, but the audio just wasn't that great. But after seeing it, I kept investigating the music. My brother kept playing it on long road trips, and I was like, okay, this sounds a lot better than what we just listened to on the video version. So I don't know, I slightly became semi obsessed, and I saw where my brother was coming from, and so then I attempted, this is where my obsession really began to take hold, was because I attempted to match up the soundtrack audio with the audio from the bootleg version that I had seen to make it a better version.
For me to watch.
For you to watch, yeah. And the songs would get stuck in my head all the time. And I really spent a lot of time with that musical, way more than I should have. I probably spent about 2 weeks on it. And I know, ridiculous. But I think it paid off, right? Because then what you saw was a pretty good version of Hamilton. And what'd you think?
Oh, man. How long is this podcast?
So far, or just like, what are we aiming for? So far, it's been 10 hours. You have about, I'll give you about 30 seconds to wrap up here.
And wow. Then
take a break.
Wow.
Take a break.
Let's go upstate. I can't even really put it into words, because my initial, upon hearing about it, and seeing all the excitement that like came up around it, I was like, this sounds stupid, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm just not really that into history.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite. I like history, but I'm not really into hip hop. So
just two worlds collide.
I think that's a good way to put that musical. Like, literally. It sounds like I'm kidding right now, but no. I mean, that's what that's what it's about. Two worlds colliding.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, I love musicals. I love the hip hop, the beat, you know, got a lot of rhythm in my soul, etc.
Oh gosh.
And so I just really wasn't sure I would like it, with it being so historical, and that just sounds boring. Mm-hmm. But it completely, totally changed my mind. It was interesting, intriguing. I was like, whoa, what's happening? But then they answered my questions. It was great. Oh,
yeah. When you said, what comes next? Mm. And then they answered that question. You know what I'm saying?
What was the answer?
Soon you'll see.
Yes.
No, I don't know if that's actually what the words
are. No, that is. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You'll remember you belong to me. Okay. Yeah, I've heard people say when the musical starts initially, it's kind of this slow version of hip hop, you know, and everybody hears, okay, we're about to watch a hip hop musical, and then it kind of starts and it's just kind of this sluggish sort of narrative, you know, and a lot of people are like, is this about to be super cheesy? And that's what I thought, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When it first started, I was like, okay, well. And I think I even saw the opening song all about Alexander Hamilton. I saw it on like The Tonight Show, or maybe it might have even before Jimmy Fallon was on The Tonight Show. It might have been late night. I don't remember. But it was a while ago, and I remember thinking, so that's the hip-hop musical everybody's talking about? Like, it's not... I mean, once you've seen the whole thing, you love that song. And I love it as an intro song. But as a standalone song, I was like, this could still be potentially cheesy.
Right. And I was thinking, uh-oh, they just gave away the whole play.
They do. That one guy's like, and I shot him.
And I'm like, wait, what? Come on. Wait till the end, buddy. It was probably a mistake. And then they just said, we'll leave it in there. Aaron Burr jumped the gun.
Oh, literally. Gosh. There we go. So after that song happens, which I love that song now, but that song leads right into when he's like, pardon me, are you Aaron Burr, sir? That depends. The Aaron Burr, right. Sir, back and forth. And at that point, I thought, I hope they do this a lot. You know?
Right?
I wanted that to be all throughout the musical. And it kind of was. They drop it in now and then. Mm-hmm. And the whole Aaron Burr, sir. Mm-hmm. That depends. Who's asking? Oh, well, sure, sir.
I love Alexander Hamilton. And they would use it in different ways, too.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't just be like the one person who had started the conversation. It might be the other person who was talking.
Yes.
I liked that a lot.
So at that moment, I thought, okay, so this musical, it's got multiple things going for it so far, you know, because at that point, that part's kind of hip hop, but it's kind of just a fun, you could put that song in any musical. It's got that hip hop feel, but I mean, it's just talking. Really?
Yeah.
It's talking in rhythm, which has been around. I mean, maybe that's what rap is, but people talk in rhythm in musicals all the time.
Yeah, it's classic.
Oh, classic. It's 25 mm-hmm. years old, at least.
At least. Has to be. And it's an opera.
It is an opera. That, yeah.
It's a hip opera.
Okay, well, I wouldn't tag that term onto it.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure you're not the first, but... I don't know how I feel about hip hopera.
Well, you don't have to. You don't pronounce the H so much. Just
hip
opera.
Hip opera. Now it sounds like the side of your body is singing.
Well, you know, sure, but no.
It's a hip opera. It's an opera about hips and joints and.
Well, you got me there. You got me there.
Gotcha. I love this part of the musical because I think. The next song is the one that everybody's like, holy moly. Okay, maybe not everybody says holy moly.
I think they do.
Well, yeah, you can't help it. When the song
comes
starts,
out of your mouth and you're
I mean, you can hear it on the bootleg version we watched. As soon as I started the song, the whole crowd in unison said, holy moly. But he goes, I am not throwing away my shot. And... if you've heard this song, you know it's just the best thing ever. And mm-hmm. the thing about Hamilton is it rolls itself into the rest of your life. Do you know what I mean? You start quoting it like crazy. I threw my shirt in the laundry and I mm-hmm. was like, I am not throwing away my shirt. And my brother and my sister-in-law quote it all the time too. And I mean, there's so many words in this musical. And they since it's
something
all
has
to tune,
apply
exactly. Oh man, it gets in my subconscious. I would for weeks I would fall asleep thinking of Hamilton, like just words swirling around in my head. I can't even help it.
I mean, when it has that kind of effect on people, I would say it's a classic.
Oh, it's a okay. Let's. Is that the point of today's episode? Is to prove that it's a classic?
I guess so. I don't know. It just keeps coming up.
But it does. I mean, even today, I was hanging out with my parents, and I forget what we were talking about, but it led to us going, Angelica, Eliza, and Peggy.
See, that's one that, like, really shouldn't come up a lot, but for some reason, it's what I always think of. Mm-hmm. I'm always singing that for no reason.
It's probably because Eliza sounds kind of like Elise. And so Elise. you probably just put your name in there. You start singing about yourself.
But it always starts with Angelica, you know? It's not like I start with Eliza.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Poor Peggy.
I know.
I can't wait till the Muppets do this.
Oh, no, no. And they're going to... Nope, count me out.
And Piggy. And it's just going to be Miss Piggy, like, you know.
Oh, help us.
You know it's going to happen one day.
I've got to fight it as long as I can.
You don't like the Muppets?
I really don't.
Oh my gosh, we need to do a Muppet musical.
We need to do a
Muppet Christmas Carol or Treasure Island. Can we do
which one's more popular?
It doesn't matter.
It does.
No, let's just do Treasure Island because that one was my jam when I was a kid.
All right. I mean, I guess I'll agree to that if I have to.
You don't have to. You can veto it.
I will, but, you know, just roll up your sleeves because it's about to get a little crazy.
I don't know what that means, but okay. What's your favorite? Who's your favorite character in Hamilton?
The king. Next question.
That was quick. Why the king?
Because he is by far... Well, first of all, he has all the best songs.
Okay.
And I love all the songs, but he has the best songs. I had those three on repeat for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks or so.
10 weeks?
Yeah, has it even been that long?
I don't think we watched it that long ago, no.
Well, in the future, I'm still going to be doing it, probably.
Okay, fair enough. The king's pretty unique in that he's usually alone on stage. Not a lot of the characters have, like, no one around them.
But very
king,
true.
The king is, like, always just out there by himself. And I feel like, because of that, you really focus on him. And he's almost a show stealer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's funny. It's good. It's a good song. But then also, he's the only one there, you know?
Right. And you talk about the differences between the styles of songs, and you explain that really well. But that was something that I liked, too, because we have this kind of rhythm that we're going in, and then he comes along and he breaks it up, and he's doing his very, like, I don't know. I don't know how you would describe it.
Yeah, it's British pop. I mean, you got the Americans who invented rap, you know, they're singing their rap music.
Dope.
And we're dope over here, you know.
Yeah,
and it's really 200 years
lit.
Oh, we're so lit. But
trying to appeal to the kids.
Well, thanks, because I can't.
Yeah, you can't.
If you
dab
really,
on them,
I'm just let's move on. Dab, dope, lit. Goodness gracious.
Memes.
On fleek. Do people say on fleek anymore?
No, they don't. They say AF.
It's not the same.
Okay. Anyways.
It really, if you think 1776, and then we go 200 years in the future, you got 1976. And that's really when rap was taking place in America, when it was really becoming a thing. So then you go 1776 in England, and then you go 200 years in the future to 1776 in England. I mean, 1976 in England. And you got British pop, and that's pretty much what the king is singing. So it's really interesting how they did that. They just kind of transcribed. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's just,
I know.
And you know what's unique about this musical is I think it could be one of the only musicals where they point at the crowd, the audience, and they say, okay, now you sing along with us, you know? It's almost like a concert.
Everybody,
but it's not just him, you know. In the in that one song, in my shot, who is it? Lawrence? No, I don't remember who says it, but he goes, "Everybody sing, oh, oh, oh."
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and it's just like, and he's like, shout it from the rooftops. Gosh, it just invites you. It's like a concert, you know.
And it's such an easy melody to pick up. Everybody's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. No, I just love it. I can't wait to go. Like, I want to go see it so bad, but the tickets are so expensive. But I want to be in that crowd. I want the king to look at me and be like, everybody? And I'm like, I'm one of the everybodies.
But you could just put it on a very large screen at home and just pretend and just sing at the top of your lungs.
I could get one of those holographic screens like they did with Tupac and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, and I'll just have the king in my living room.
But you know what I will say about the king, which was interesting? Maybe you can clue me in on this. But okay. In the first song, he doesn't move, like, at all.
Right.
Like, he just stands in the same spot.
Right, and I think he kind of moves his shoulders
a
little
bit. Ends up doing a little shoulder movement, like, at the very end, but that's, like, it.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, no facial expression, just singing it. Like, even though what he's saying is very funny or whatever, very angry or whatever, he's not really making facial expressions. I guess those who haven't actually seen it wouldn't know. But I'm telling you.
Yeah, tell him.
And, yeah, I mean, you gotta know, so I'm helping you out. But I found that kind of weird because in the second, third song, he starts, like, move a little bit more and have a little bit more expression. I mean, is that supposed to be telling us something, or is that just...
I think, in my opinion, I never actually thought about that before, but now that you say it, I think, you know, the English are probably very reserved compared to Americans, so that was kind of evident in his body language, but also, I think maybe he gets a little more loosened up throughout the play, because when the first song happens, he's pretty much still in control. You know, even though the revolution's happening, he's like, he says, you'll be back. Like, okay, this is cute, but you're going to stop. You're going to turn back to England. I still got you in the palm of my hand. And then he's like, I think he loosens up because he's maybe a little less confident. And so he can have this sort of stern face when he feels confident. But the moment he feels like, oh, they're walking away from me, he kind of gets a little bit more animated because it's maybe his anger coming out.
Right, right.
At least that's what I think. And then you can see that he starts dancing around, and you don't really see it in the soundtrack, but when you watch it, there's one song he's not even in, but it's the part where they're going, that's one less thing to worry about, that's one less thing to worry about, and the king comes in, and he's just, like, throwing all these pamphlets in the air and, like, dancing. Oh, man, it's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's just the, he's like, oh, America's messing up, so he can go in and just celebrate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And in the first song, he, even when he starts doing his, like, you'd kind of expect him to, when the music picks up and he's singing his da-da-da-da-da, you expect him to kind of be more vibrant or something. But he, like, straight up doesn't move. And then he talks about, like, I will kill your friends and family. And doesn't, just stoic, completely expressionless. Right. Yeah. I always found that was very weird. But
I think it's intentional.
I think so, too. I just was curious as to why that was happening.
Right. Well, there's so many songs in this. So the king is your favorite. Would you say that those songs are your favorite songs?
I really have to say that, yes. And I it's hard because I like all the other songs, but the king is my favorite character. Everything that he sings is funny to me. I laugh almost every time.
Right.
So I have to say those are my favorites. I have a lot of, I like pretty much all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think I love the king too, but I think my favorite character is actually Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
When he comes in and the first time you see him and he's just like, what did I miss?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's a good song. Because at that point, it's not even a hip hop musical in that moment. It's almost like this, like, New Orleans sort of jazzy sort of thing going on. And I think that's really interesting because he was in France for so long and New Orleans was influenced so much by the French. So it's like, you know, he comes back, everybody's singing rap music now, and he's like, no, I'm still going to do that New Orleans jazz thing, you know?
He just wasn't cued in yet.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why he's saying, what did I miss? Like,
Yeah.
What did I miss? But then he catches on, because then they have the rap battles and he starts rapping along with people. But that,
yeah, he was my brother's so favorite good. Too. And I think he's very funny.
Yeah, he's just such a very flamboyant character, I guess. Very mm-hmm. charismatic. And it's just very entertaining to watch. And his confidence and how cocky he is mm-hmm. is pretty hilarious.
And when they're having the battle, I don't know what you call that.
Yeah, the rap battle.
Would you say that's one of your favorites or no?
No, I like the rap battles. I think that's a really funny concept, because actually the first time I heard about the musical was Lin-Manuel Miranda talking about how when he was reading these debates that they would have, he just was picturing it as a rap battle. So that's probably one of the first concepts he thought of.
Right.
It was just like, what if the Founding Fathers had rap battles instead of debates? And that is a really hilarious. Funny idea.
Yeah.
And they pulled it off, too. It's so good. Those rap battles, I think there's three of them. And they're just, I mean, they're so entertaining. Because they take the history and they make it, like, something you would want to listen to. Like, you know the old, like, Schoolhouse Rock? Mm-hmm. They would take boring stuff and then all of a sudden I'm singing about, like, you could sing the whole Constitution with Schoolhouse Rock and it was, like, fun. And that's kind of what this is doing. And it's way deeper than Schoolhouse Rock. But it has that same sort of, like, it makes you, it's fun. It makes you want to learn history. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. I was like, I'm learning and I like it.
Yeah. And like my sister-in-law, she listened to the musical and now she bought some of the Hamilton, manuscripts that he like books about Hamilton, and she started learning about him, and it's like, she wouldn't have ever cared about Hamilton until she started listening to the music. And now it's like, oh, I want to find the real documents about that stuff, you know?
Right. Which wasn't that kind of the point of creating the musical?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I think Lin-Manuel Miranda, goodness gracious, he needs to change his name.
Let's just call him our buddy Lin.
Get old Lin. I think Lin...
Love that guy.
I think he was like... he read the book about Hamilton, like a biography, and he was like, why don't people know this story? And he just really wanted to get it out there. He thought it was a real amazing story about an immigrant. And he related to it so much because he himself is an immigrant, or is, at least his family was. And so, yeah, it's a good thing that it's not just making people go, oh, that was cute. That was a nice musical. But like, it's making people dig deeper and really find out about the history of our country.
Yeah, and I think that it does a really good job of giving a lot of different perspectives to, you know, not just like, you could just, you know, okay, well, here's my perspective. You know, these guys are good guys and these guys are bad guys and we root for these. But, you know, it was very like showing everybody's point of view and mm-hmm. showing like validity on each side and more just like telling the story than being preachy or biased or things like that.
Right. So you asked me what my favorite song is, if the cabinet battles.
I sure did.
My favorite song, and I go through waves, honestly. There's so many songs and I'm like, oh, that's my favorite song. And then I hear another one and I'm like, ooh, I changed my mind. That one is. But I think for right now, my favorite song is Washington on Your Side. It must be nice. It must be nice.
Nice. Washington on your side.
Yeah, it's so good. It's such a good song. And that's where Thomas Jefferson really gets to like do some really cool rapping. Well, they all do, but and then there's that one part where they're like, oh, you know, da 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 da. Oh. And when you watch the actual play, the lights, they like they flare whenever they go, oh, they'll like flare and then dim really fast. And it's such a cool effect. Gosh, if you haven't seen it, go see it.
Go figure out how to scrounge up $800 and just check it out, guys. Come on.
Don't wait for it.
But I mean, it's kind of sad because you're not going to see all of the original cast members.
Yeah, but I get that. Like, there's something to be said about the original cast members. They did a great job, and they're what the soundtrack is, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody's gonna know and be used to.
Yeah, but I think if it's going to be a classic like we're talking about, we have to get past the actual actors and look more at the characters, because I mean, if you look at The Sound of Music, Julie Andrews, she wasn't the original Maria. She's what everybody thinks of, you know, but that musical has been around for so long, and it was around before her. And of course, there's always going to be the best and the most popular actors. But the great thing about Hamilton is I'm hearing people are still saying it's amazing wherever it's been being performed. Because,
which says a lot about the writing.
Yeah, it's just it's going to outlive the people that created it, and it's just going to be around influencing people with the actual content, which is just fantastic because it's such good content. It really inspires you. Well, it inspires me to a certain extent.
And me.
Nobody can see what I'm doing, but
and me. Wink.
Thumb on my chest.
That is a hard thing to explain.
Yeah, thumb on my chest. That sounds weird. The wink, a wink is so easy to explain, but thumb on my chest.
I am wrapping my arm around the room, and now I am pointing directly at myself with my thumb. And me.
So, I don't know. Washington on your side, that's probably one of my favorites.
I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you.
No, go for it. I didn't have anything to say.
I was just going to say, The Story of Tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm always singing that one as well. Like, that just kind of comes up really randomly. And Right Hand Man has just a lot going on. I really like that. Yeah. Also, when I first heard Helpless, I was jamming to it, but I was a little bit like, it's not really as good as the other ones. But I disagree with myself because...
I disagree with yourself as well.
I know, because later when I went back and I was listening to him again, I was like, dude, this song is popping. It's lit.
It's lit. It's dope.
It's so lit.
I'm going to dab to this song.
Yeah, I do. I play it and I'm like, Helpless, dab. And I don't know. It just really speaks to me.
That's a great song. We kind of skipped Skylar Sisters. Gosh, there's just so much going on. Maybe we need to do two episodes of this.
I know. I mean, I'm just kind of like picking and choosing based on like what I'm remembering randomly.
Look into your eyes and the sky's the limit.
Helpless. I do. Yeah. That's so good.
And the Ten Dual Commandments. That's not Skylar Sisters, but that's another good one. Number one. Gosh. There's so many good songs.
Yes.
Every time a song starts, I'm like, ooh, I love this song. And then they finish, and the next song starts, and I'm like, ooh, this is a good one. You know?
Exactly. But also with Helpless, again, go see the musical. Yeah. Because in that scene, I just loved all of the choreography that they were doing and how they do the rewind.
Yeah.
Is
that in that song?
Is it? Or is reprise of that song?
No, you might be right. In Helpless or Satisfied, You Will Never Be Satisfied. I think that's
the one. Oh, the next rewind. Song. Yeah. Right. It's kind of hard for me to separate the songs because it just literally goes from one to the next. And even when I'm listening to it, I'm kind of like, wait, which song am I on now? Because it'll just keep going.
Yeah.
And it just is so smooth.
You know what? There's a really good version of the Skylar Sisters on YouTube that's by some YouTube group that does they do YouTube versions of
Covers?
Yeah, they do covers basically, but they only really did animated stuff. So it was animated movies in real life, but then they decided to do a few of Hamilton songs, and they actually did a really good job with the Skylar Sisters, and they do the same choreography and stuff. So if you haven't seen the musical and you kind of want to check out what it might look like in real life, on the real streets of, I don't know, wherever they are, New York, but old-timey New York, that's a really good one to check out. I can't remember the exact YouTube group, so I'm not really helpful.
That's not very helpful.
Yeah, but you could probably look up the Skylar Sisters song and they
just
would
type in really good life. YouTube video that James suggested that I watch.
Yeah.
For Hamilton, mm-hmm. And then press search. I'm feeling lucky.
And
then whatever pops up first, that's what you should click on.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's called In Real Life. That's what their YouTube channel, or something In Real Life.
No, don't give the people any sort of clues. Just, they'll wing it.
All right. Well, I just really want people to see it. It's so good.
I do too.
And they also,
I mean, go ahead.
They do a version of My Shot as well. Mm. And it's freaking adorable because there's this 13-year-old boy that's like redhead. And he plays Alexander Hamilton, but he freaking kills it. He like raps. Oh my gosh. It's like, it's who I wanted to be when I was 13. Like this dorky little white kid that's like rapping, just like, I am not throwing away my shot.
I mean, yeah.
It's
who
so
would
want
to be that guy?
Have I shown these to you? We need to watch
it
after this.
I've never seen that.
We'll watch it after this and you'll be like, oh my gosh. I wish I was a little redheaded boy.
I think I definitely... I'll just wish that I could go back in time and be 13 and then change genders and...
Yeah, exactly.
Change genders and then change into a ginger.
You're a gender.
Gender ginger.
Bender.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Got off on a really weird... trail.
What do you think of Philip?
Philip.
Hamilton's son.
Oh, right. What do I think about Philip? I guess, do you just mean like his, like when he's singing, or do you mean like his actions?
I mean, I don't know. What do you like? What do you think about the character?
Kind of comes off as annoying little kid.
Okay.
But I mean, I think I've mentioned before, you know, the situation with the duel, that I just feel like it's just a very, I don't know. I understand, I guess, that it's like, if you reject the duel, that's considered a really disrespectful, or it's a way to, how would you say that? I mean, it like brings shame to your family, I guess,
to you
personally or something. But I just kind of think that was stupid.
The duel with Philip and everything?
Yeah. I mean, that was just absolutely pointless. Served no purpose. And then he, spoiler alert, died.
Yeah. But it's a kind of a turning point in the musical, because then Hamilton's just like, oh, I told my son to do this. It ruined my life. And now he's just like, he goes uptown at that point, I think, just to get away from everything. And he says something like, he prays, and he's like, that never used to happen before. So, like, mm-hmm. You know, at this point in the musical, Hamilton's been, like, through so much. And he's like... okay, something needs to change. And that's when he really starts to, like, he writes the, what are they called? But he writes a bunch of stuff at this point.
I know what you're talking about, but I also can't think of what it is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, well, he kind of backs up Thomas Jefferson at this point, who has been his nemesis. And so Aaron Burr's like, oh, he's going to back me up. And then because he hates Thomas Jefferson. And then Hamilton's like, nah, Jefferson's the man, because he says that Jefferson has views, but Burr has none or whatever.
Exactly.
So.
Which is very BA of him.
B.A. of him. A.F. Dope Lit. Whatever. No, I think, not to get too deep, because I know this is supposed to be entertaining for people and we're supposed to be semi-funny, but like,
it's just too good. It's too good.
Yeah, because it's not a funny musical. It's got funny parts, but...
I think it's very funny.
Well, okay. Would you consider it a comedy?
Honestly, I would.
Okay, it's got
but some that very could funny be, parts. It could be also because there are so many amazing upbeat songs that you just constantly feel like happy, even if they're talking about people dying. True. Like when they're talking about like... Boom goes the cannon and boom. And I'm like, yeah. But like also they're talking about death, so.
Boom goes the cannon. Yeah, they're killing people.
Woohoo, murder.
Yeah. No. Oh, you know what's a good part of a song that I love? There's another good version of this that I think they performed at the Tonys or something. And I don't remember the name of the song, but it's the one where it's like, the world turned upside down. Oh, that's such a good song. Mm-hmm. Cause then at the end when he's like, we won, gotta start a new nation, gotta meet my son or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
I saw that clip too. That was on YouTube or something.
Yeah. It's so good. Have you seen the, when Lin-Manuel Miranda first performs the very first song at like a poetry thing at the White House?
No.
Oh, it's so cool. Because nobody had ever heard of Hamilton before. And it was just like a side project that he was thinking like, maybe I'll make this a musical. Maybe it'll be like an album or a concept thing. And so he basically, it's just him and a piano. And he just raps the first song. It's so cool. Let's watch it after this. We'll watch a bunch of Hamilton stuff. We should have watched it before this, but we'll watch it afterwards. But no, that's such a really cool part. There's also them performing a lot of the songs at the White House on YouTube, which is really cool too.
Well, that's what I started, because when I first was trying to see if I was into it, I did not want to just listen to it. I'm very visual and I just don't think I can pay attention. So
because it's very long. If you just listen to the soundtrack, you'll get lost.
And I don't, but like, that's what everybody's been doing. And I honestly applaud you all, because I don't think that would have worked. I mean, I think I would have been like, this is cool music, I guess, but I need to see it. I just can't do it. So when I first was trying to see what was up, what was the haps, as the kids say,
you gotta stop saying as the kids say, because I think it's just you. I think it's just how you talk.
As me says.
As me says. Misa says.
No, we're not going to bring Jar Jar into this. That will destroy everything.
Jar Jar Manuel Miranda.
That fits, yeah. I'm sure he'd be very happy about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Lenny. Lenny. Anyways, as I was saying, I was trying to see, I was like, I bet I could find something out there, you know, a little recording, something. And why are you laughing?
I don't know. A little something. Who are you?
The same person I've always been, homie.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, so I found like the one White House thing that you're talking about, but that was just like, I don't know, 8 people standing at mics, and I was just like, huh?
Yeah, because they're not really acting, they're just singing, which is still really good. Especially once you've seen the musical.
Exactly. Once you know what they're doing, it's cool, but when you don't know anything and you just watch that, you're like, wow, this looks super boring, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'd seen like a couple clips like that, but that was just not enough. And then you came along and said,
I saved the day.
Don't worry, I got this.
Yeah.
And I said, I need that immediately. And then it all worked for me. Seeing it, hearing it, perfection. Love it, live it, breathe it, work it, etc.
Yeah, at that point, I was the one who lives, who dies, and who tells the story, you know?
Yeah. That's a lot of credit, but yes, I mean, I did tell you, like, I really appreciated that because I needed to see it.
Yeah. Speaking of that song, the Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story, that's the last song in the whole musical. Which I think is really cool because it really does tell, I don't know, it's kind of a deep thought to think that no matter what you do in your life, you have no control after you die of what people say about you, which is crazy.
I am really emphatically nodding right now.
You are. You really like that point.
Because I thought that as well. I was like, what? That's an excellent point.
Yeah. And, you know, there were so many bad things in Hamilton's life with his affair, with his kid dying, with kind of, he did some kind of shady things. He talks pretty bad about some people, which isn't really in the musical. Well, I mean, some of that is, but I think that's why we never really talked about Hamilton. He was such a great guy, but I think kind of what he did kind of tarnished his reputation, and that's why we didn't really talk about him. And so that's so interesting that that's what Lin-Manuel Miranda talks about, is you have no control over who tells your story. And so, so for so long, people have talked about the negative stuff, and then Miranda comes along and talks about the positive stuff. And so now,
but he includes the negative too, so it's not just a one-sided biased thing.
Right. And he kind of talks about not just Hamilton, but the legacy of Hamilton and what his wife eventually did with the orphanage that she started. And and then he kind of tells that side of the story. So it is really cool that, but it took almost 200 years, it took 200 years for somebody to be like, okay, this guy's on our $10 bill, but let's actually talk about what he did, you know?
Straight up, yo.
Straight up, yo. Dope. Oh my gosh.
No, but 100%. I mean, that really spoke to me.
What would you say, obviously this is a classic musical. We've established that now. What would you rate it?
We're already rating it?
We're already rating it, yeah.
Wow, okay. Okay. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 0.
10 out of 0.
Right.
So a 20 out of 10.
You could say that if you're a fancy mathematician.
I am. I like my fractions. I don't know what that means.
I like my triangles. You know what I mean?
Geometry and stuff.
X plus Y equals some number.
So 10 out of, 10 out of 0.
Yeah.
I don't. You're going to have to explain yourself with this rating system.
So, I mean, yeah, I would say 10 out of 10, but it was so unique that I can't just give it a standard rating. I have to be as unique as it is. So I'm just changing it up. Yeah. Okay. Come on. This is good. Yeah. This is good. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 0 because if 0 is the starting line, it's the standard. This went above and beyond. And the moment I saw it, it was a classic, which shouldn't happen, but it did.
Okay. So 10 out of 0.
Or I guess 20 out of 10 or something, whatever.
Yeah. It's really good. I mean, everybody's saying that. People are comparing it to Shakespeare. Somebody taking an old story, mixing it with modern language, making it relevant. That's what Shakespeare did. That's what he's doing. That's what Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing. So, I mean, yeah, it's genius. It's unique. It's pioneering. You can't give it anything less than a 10 out of 10, for sure. And if we're going to go above, let's do it. Let's go above.
I mean, in school, I would occasionally get 110% on a test because I'm brilliant. So why can't we do that for a musical?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 out of 10. I think it's decent. I don't know.
So you're saying a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I'm translating because some people don't know French, so I wanted to make sure everybody understood.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have no control over who tells my story.
Yeah. You never know what I'm going to say. So.
Gosh, I feel like we're missing so much. There's so much in this.
How long is the actual musical?
I think it's about 2 hours long. Maybe 2.5.
I remember it being long, so there's just no way you can cover everything.
No, nor would I want to. Because we haven't even covered, there's so many hip-hop references that Lin-Manuel Miranda puts in the musical from outside, from other things, you know. You know, where he says, and if you don't know, now you know, Mr. President. Things like that. Even the Ten Dual Commandments. That's from, I think, Notorious B.I.G., I think. He does the Ten Crack Commandments. There's just so many things like that. Just, we could go on and on, but I don't want to. I'm done.
Let's go upstate.
I thought you were about to say stairs.
Oh.
It's like, I live in a one-story house.
Same.
Okay, so 10, we both gave it above 10.
No, you gave it a 10 out of 10, which I think is rude.
I think they would be happy with my rating.
I'm sure they're all really interested in what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's become, you know, worldwide phenomenon, so.
Exactly.
They don't need us.
They really don't. There's a whole podcast about this show. Like, and every episode is a different song. And we're trying to cover the whole thing in one episode, but we can't do it.
We just really can't.
If you really like Hamilton, go listen to that other podcast.
Wow, we're just like giving up. Just forget it. Just go listen to them.
Well, you can listen to us, but if you want to dig in deeper, see, we're just kind of superficially skimming the waters of Hamilton. And, but if you really want to go deeper, do it. You won't do it with us.
Or you could just listen to all the songs and really reflect on them.
There's also PBS did a documentary about Hamilton.
Right, right.
Which was very interesting because they kind of show.
That's what I thought was the actual film.
Oh, did you watch it?
Well, no, I started it and then I was like, documentary? I ain't watching that. So
no, see, I watched the whole thing.
Well, really that was it. Before. I mean, I'd never even seen or heard anything about it.
Yeah, it's a really good documentary. It really shows the process of creating the musical and kind of how Lin-Manuel Miranda, like how his journey parallels Alexander Hamilton's. It's very interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd be open to watching it now.
All right, well, let's end this and we'll watch a bunch of Hamilton videos and
let's end this.
Let's end
with this. A duel.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's the 10 dual commandments.
Number one.
Well, we're going to end this podcast right about now.
Number two.
I'm going to hit the stop button and then we'll try to send it out to iTunes.
Number three.
Oh, I can't think of more things that we're also gonna do.
Number four.
Gonna watch YouTube after this and maybe a documentary.
And number five.
Probably gonna start playing the exit music of the show.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, you just got right to 9.
Yeah, I felt bad for putting you on the spot repeatedly, so.
You really did. I got nothing. I got no chops.
That's
although
okay.
I am making a musical. We should talk about how I'm making a musical, and then one day we're going to show bits of songs from it.
You could talk about your musical, and I could tell you ways to improve it. Not that it's bad, but just that I'm very smart.
Okay. So next time around, we'll take a short segment of this podcast for me to pitch some stuff to you and you can critique it. That sounds good.
All right, let's do it.
All right, well, I think that's about it for this episode of We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them. Parentheses the musicals.
Musicals.
Well, goodbye, guys.
See y'all on the flippity flip.
Dope. Musicals. Jazzy.